This is Amit Marwaha, Director, Investor Relations at Telarian. I'm here today with Meg Gentle, CEO of Telarian. We're here to provide a brief recap on our Q1 2019 results and go through the Q. Meg, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic. Thank you, Amit, and thank you to the shareholders who are joining us today. We have had an exciting quarter, and we're making great progress on the Driftwood project. I actually would like to start with a few minutes on the strategic level. Taking a step back, Telarian was begun 3 years ago with the best team in the energy business. In fact, the team who delivered the Sabine Pass LNG terminal ahead of schedule and on budget, and who have been responsible for about 20% of all the liquefaction capacity worldwide. We came to Telarian with the intention to build about $30 billion of assets, and from those assets, we expect to generate about $8 per share of cash flow for Telarian shareholders. At a 10x multiple, that's an $80 stock. Every day, we are de-risking that $8 a share. In fact, since December, we received our final FERC order to construct and operate the Driftwood LNG terminal and Driftwood pipeline. We received our DOE license to export LNG, and we received our permit from the Army Corps of Engineers. We also executed a heads of agreement with Total, whereby Total will purchase 2.5 million tons of LNG from Driftwood and Telarian Marketing. We'll invest $500 million in the Driftwood partnership and $200 million in Telarian common shares. We intend to execute full agreements with Total in June and close the funding when we begin construction later this year. We continue our engineering work with Bechtel and have the most complete EPC plan of any terminal in the U.S., with Bechtel standing ready to deliver the next LNG terminal on time and on budget. We are converting our memorandum of understanding and heads of agreements and other discussions with partners toward binding agreements and consummating Driftwood financing later this year. We will begin construction in 2019 and first LNG operations in 2023. Amit, do we want to go through the 10-Q?
That'd be really helpful. Thanks for the segue. Let's walk through the Q here a bit. We reported a loss of $0.16 versus $0.12 last year during the same quarter. Our loss was a bit wider than consensus on the quarter. However, I think for the most part, most people are focused on the balance sheet and cash flow. During the quarter, we ended Q1 with cash and equivalents at $88 million. That's down from $133 million, so about a $45 million change during the quarter. Could you provide us with some color there?
Certainly. I agree with you that the most important part of our financials right now is our cash. For 1Q 2019, our implied cash burn was about $15 million a month. We had two significant one-time items in the first quarter. First, about $5.8 million spent to mitigate the Driftwood project's impact on Louisiana wetlands, which was a requirement to complete our FERC permit. Second, a $5.5 million payment of taxes associated with our bonus. After adjustment for these one-time items, the implied cash burn was about $11.5 million. Given our end March cash balance of $88 million, I'm comfortable with our liquidity position from now until we're able to reach FID, when we will close the funding of $200 million from Total at the Telarian Inc. level. As you would expect, we're managing our cash very carefully and authorizing expenditures that are supportive of a seamless transition to beginning construction, including additional work on a month-to-month basis with Bechtel to maintain the A team and advance the engineering of Driftwood. We are, of course, always evaluating additional sources of liquidity with a priority on minimizing or eliminating dilution, and we know we have many options at our disposal.
Thanks for the color, Meg. Appreciate you walking the audience through some of those details. Can you provide us a bit more color on the operations and results on the upstream side and an update on engineering as it relates to the balance sheet and income statement?
Certainly. We've begun ramping up our upstream production. Today, there are 56 wells on our properties, including 19 which are operated by Tellurian. We have a total net current production of 21.2 million cubic feet a day. And we have brought 4 new wells online. We began drilling certain locations on our acreage in the fourth quarter of 2018, which we plan on completing in the first half of 2019 using proceeds from our senior secured loan. You will notice on the balance sheet, we draw on the credit facility provided by Goldman Sachs, which reduced our restricted cash and raised our PP&E. We managed to generate approximately $5 million in revenue from the production of gas. Regarding the engineering work, we continue to work with Bechtel to progress the engineering. It is costing us about $2 to $3 million a month in expenses that flow through our G&A line on the income statement, and a portion of that is creditable against the EPC contract scope.
Excellent. Thanks for the details again, Meg. Appreciate the time. Feel free to reach out to the Investors Relations team if you have further questions regarding the quarter. Talk to you later.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This podcast contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, the capacity, timing, and other aspects of the Driftwood project, a potential equity investment by Total in the Driftwood project and Tellurian, a potential purchase by Total of LNG from the Driftwood terminal, the party's ability to enter into definitive agreements on terms contemplated by the HOA and to close the related transactions, the party's ability to close the transactions contemplated by the stock purchase agreement with Total, and projected annual cash flow per share. These statements involve a number of known and unknown risks which may cause actual results to differ materially from expectations expressed or implied in the forward-looking statements. These risks include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31, 2018, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. FID is subject to the completion of financing arrangements that may not be completed within the time frame expected or at all. Tellurian's projected annual cash flow per share of over $8 is based on the 5-plant case and assumes, among other things, a U.S. Gulf Coast netback price of $8 per MMBTU, a $4.50 per MMBTU cost of LNG, and $3.50 per MMBTU margins. The projected cash flow assumes the completion of certain acquisition, financing, and other transactions which may not be completed on the assumed terms or at all. The forward-looking statements in this podcast speak as of the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.